Hello, it's Loretta, and welcome back to An Emo Girl's Guide to the Galaxy. This is a safe space for readers, weebs, emos, and everyone in between. So if you love sarcasm and hate the patriarchy, you've come to the right place.
Hey everyone, it's Deb. We're going to be giving everyone some updates of what we have been doing this past week or so. I have been doing nothing much, just reading. I binged the book that we're about to talk to you all about today.
You beast-moded this one.
Yeah, I'm back to my original grind, The Serpents and the Wings of Night.
It's a good
by
one.
Like, Carissa Broadbent.
I feel like it helped get me out of whatever slump I was in, so.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. But we will get back to that. Anyway, I have finally finished a book. That is my update.
Yay!
I have nothing else to share other than I spent a bunch of time reading. I also started watching the live-action One Piece.
Oh, is it good?
Which is... I like it so far. I'm going in
blind.
The
trailer looks really cute.
Yeah, bear
seen the
with
anime,
me.
Though.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've never seen the original anime. I've never read the manga. I've heard good things, but I like barely know the premise, which is a bunch of pirates are looking for a treasure called the One Piece.
Yeah, that's basically all I know too.
Yeah, and so I went into it. I think I watched the first three episodes. I think like three out of eight. And it's pretty good. I was giggling. I was getting into it. I have a favorite character already. So shout out to any Zoro fans. He's my fave. I think he'll be Loretta's fave too.
I'm sure he will.
A little emo boy with dyed
hair. You
know
me well enough to know.
And he has swords. He has three samurai swords and green hair. And he's an emo boy. And I'm obsessed with him. After
How
three
on
episodes.
Brand for us.
Yes. So will I probably start the anime and or the manga soon?
Yes
because y'all know me.
Because you finished all of why am I brain farting right now? The other anime.
Naruto. I also
like,
am so
literally
close
a thousand episodes and you're
to finishing
done.
I feel like whenever I talk about it, I'm like, this is all I talk about. This is my life. This is my personality. Like, I can't stop talking
okay, but
about
have you seen
Naruto. And I'm so behind, like, every time I talk about anime with people, I'm always like, yeah, I'm still trying to finish Naruto. Sorry that I can't watch anything new.
You're like, that was 10 years ago, but okay.
Yeah. Yes. But I have five-ish episodes left. Not counting the filler that I skipped, but like five-ish episodes of the canon events. And I stopped because I realized that I have to watch the last Naruto movie before I finish. Because, spoilers for anybody who hasn't watched Naruto yet, but everybody knows who Naruto ends up with, right? You know who Naruto ends up with?
Yeah, this isn't a spoiler
okay.
for me.
So, spoilers for anybody who doesn't want spoilers like me, but skip over the next, like, 3 minutes or whatever. There's an episode where you see Naruto and Hinata's wedding. Like, it's part of the end arc, like, where they all end up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel so cheated. Like, I didn't even get to see them fall in love. Like, we get to see everybody else fall in love, and then you just skip over, and you're like, oh, Naruto is getting married? What? So then I was talking to my friend about it. Shout out Angelica. She's also on Instagram.
Yay!
If anybody, or Mangagram, if anybody wants to go
She's
find
the best.
Her.
She's the best.
And I was like, I feel cheated. And she was like, girl, you need to watch the last movie. It's their love story. And I was like, ugh, I knew I was missing something.
Son of a bitch.
So now, and it's only on Funimation. And of course, my Samsung TV does not get the Funimation app, I don't think.
God.
So I have to go try to find a way to get this movie.
Not that I'll ever get
and,
there.
Yeah, and like Crunchyroll is not on my TV either. So like, if you have a Samsung TV, just like get a Fire Stick or like a Roku Stick or something. I don't know. But anyway, to come full circle, I'm almost done with Naruto. Hopefully by the next time we meet, I'll be done with everything. And I'll probably be starting One Piece. Because according to my sources, One Piece is like a huge world-building, just...
Oh, it's huge.
...event. And there are like thousands and thousands of volumes.
All I know about it is that it's about pirates and it's huge. And there's like a billion mangas and
Yes.
episodes.
And so, if you know me, you know that that's my kind of vibe. Like, I never want the story to end. I want every single detail about every single character and everything. So.
Meanwhile, Loretta got to sit partway through season two of Naruto and was like, I need a break, and then never went back again.
As a note, I would just like it on the record that it did take me, what, like 3 years
Oh,
to
yeah.
finish all of Naruto, and that was like going through binge phases and then stopping and then going through binges and then stopping and then watching movies and some of the filler. Like, it took a while, so it's an event.
But you're here. What a journey.
I made it. It was a lot. I
Looks
laughed, I
like you
cried. I have a
made
new personality. I'm literally wearing
Heaven
a Naruto
personality.
shirt right now. It's my whole personality. I was like, I went to, oh, I did do something. I went to an anime convention over the weekend too. And like, I was just looking for all the Naruto stuff and like Jujutsu Kaisen stuff and all, like, you
Oh
know,
yeah, you sent me
like
that picture. You got BTS cards, right?
Loteria. Yeah, I got BTS
What is that? Is that a game?
Loteria. Yeah, so Loteria is like a, I don't know if it's only Mexican, but it is like a Hispanic Latin culture game, and it's kind of like bingo but with cards. So you pull the cards and it's like La Rana, El Sol, and then if you have it on your bingo card, on your Loteria card, you put it down and you have to like match five or like how what you
But
fill
it's
up the
BTS.
board. But it's BTS. Somebody made it BTS. And so
I
all of the cards are still in Spanish, but the pictures that reference like the item, whatever it is, it's like a BTS reference. And I'm like, I love this for me. So now
I'm
I
so
have BTS
jealous.
Loteria.
Please send pictures whenever you play it. I want to see all
Yes, I will
the
send. We can make like a TikTok on it. I will open it up and share it
Yes.
and do something with that. But yeah, I finished a book. I went to an anime convention. I started One Piece.
That's a
Those are
lot of
my
stuff.
updates. Yeah. I'm surprised I finished that book, honestly. Like, I'm proud of
I'm
myself.
proud of you too.
Thanks. But what have you been up to?
I'm still chugging along. I am excited because our listeners can't see it, but I don't know if you can. No, it's cutting you off. It's
No.
there's a sh I got a new shelf for my books over here. I don't have a bookshelf. Because I know I'm not gonna live here forever, and moving bookshelves is a pain in the ass. So I'm working off of like a bin system for my books, which is horrible. But you know, I'm making it work. And I have like a cube shelf thing. And I got another one and I stacked it on top, so now I'm really excited because I have more room for stuff.
More book
But yeah, more book
space.
space. More room for like the pretty books. Like I just got my The Remnant Chronicle books, and now I can like display them.
Look at them,
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm excited. Soon we will have the Raven Cycle, very late
I'm
editions.
waiting for
I'm so
those. Where are
excited.
they, Fairy
I carved
Lou?
a spot. I'm like, and these will go here. Like a
I
crew.
have no space for them, but I'll figure it out.
It's worth it. But anyway, I did that this weekend, so that was cool. And I'm just chugging along. I finished a book called Forged by Magic by Jenna Wolfhart. I read it because I thought it was going to be a good spooky season book. And again, it takes place in the summer, which sort of kills the vibe. But it's super cute. It's very cozy fantasy. It's about an orc, and her whole family is killed by this ice giant king. And then he keeps her prisoner because she's really good at finding dragons. And he doesn't like dragons because dragons can spit fire, and he's an ice king. So he sends her out. You know, she's like, I'll give you your freedom if you find this secret island with all the dragons on it. And she's like, okay, I'd like to be free. And then she ends up finding the island, and she falls in love with a blacksmith there, a fairy blacksmith. And it's super
Of
cute,
course.
cozy, like low stakes. And the ending was like a little too wrapped up perfectly for me. I was like, wow, this is working out really well. But I liked it a lot. So there's that. I started reading an arc of a book called The Cruel Dark by B. Northwick, who's an indie author, and I think I got like an Instagram ad for the book, and I was like, this sounds dope. I started following her, and then she posted that there are NetGalley copies of her book available. And I was like, cool, sounds good. And then I got approved. So I started reading that. And it's about this woman who, all I know right now is that she was once admitted to a psych ward, but I don't know why. And she obviously made it out, so I don't know what's going on. But she worked in a bookshop restoring books, and then this little cute mustache guy comes in, and he's like, "You'd be great for working with a professor." And he offers her like this amazing job that she can't turn down, which she's like, "This is kind of convenient, but I need the money, so okay." And she goes, and it's like a haunted, rundown mansion. And there's a hot professor, and she's working for the hot professor. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm getting like, what's the book where he hides his wife in the attic? Jane Eyre vibes.
I was like, I have no idea. What
attic? What? I'm getting Jane Eyre meets, oh God damn it. Anyway, it's good. I like the vibes. It's that horror movie where Crimson Peak.
Oh, yes, yes,
I'm getting
yes.
Jane Eyre meets Crimson Peak vibes right now, which is everything
I
love.
I liked Crimson Peak.
I love Crimson Peak. Yeah. So I started that. That's good. Very good for spooky season. It's coming out October 31st if you want to pre-order it. I started the audiobook of Belladonna, which is super good. I'm already obsessed with it, and I'm on, like, chapter 3. I'm listening to the audiobook, and the audiobook narrator is amazing. And that's all I got, really. I've just been working and listening to random stuff. I'm dog sitting for my friend right now, so there's a little extra furry companion here.
Yay, puppy! We are dog people.
We are.
On this podcast, so. All right, main topic. We are talking about The Serpent and the Wings of Night by Carissa Broadbent. It was our Fable Book Club book of the month for
August.
What, August?
What month and, is it?
Or it was our pick for August, which was last month, and now we're finally talking about it
because we're both done. Book.
Yes. So this, I think, is actually our first episode actually doing a full on book review and not just book recs or talking about a genre
usually
or
more
theme.
General.
So we are going to test out a new format, and we are going to spend the first part of this episode doing a spoiler-free review of things that we liked, what we didn't like, for anybody who hasn't read the book yet and just wants to know our thoughts, what it's about, what we liked, what's in it, what are any trigger warnings, if anything. And then the second half of the book will be us just going full-on crazy rant vibe style. You'll get to see Dev and Loretta go off the chain talking about all of the spoilers and the ending.
I practically made Dev
form book two.
Do this format because I want to talk about the ending of this book so badly that I need.
I thought it was a good idea, so we're going with it. And so we'll
but
see.
We will scream at you
how it goes.
When spoilers are coming.
Yes, we will give you notifications when we are going to talk about specific plot twists or anything else like that. So we'll just jump right in. I think Loretta, you should start off because you finished it first and you were hyped. So
I loved this book so much.
You can kick it off.
Should I say, okay. So it's about,
you can give the summary. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, where should I start? How about what the book's about? It's about, this girl named Oriah. She's a human. And her family is killed when she's a little girl. Her whole village is killed by the Vampire King. That's not a spoiler, right? You know that immediately.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. That's a spoiler.
I was going to say, that's like in the prologue.
We could also just read the synopsis from like Amazon.
I have the book. I can do that.
Oh, yeah.
But
either way,
the official synopsis is the adopted human daughter of the Nightborn Vampire King, Oriah carved her place in a world designed to kill her. Her only chance to become something more than prey is entering the Kajari, a legendary tournament held by the goddess of death herself. But winning won't be easy against the most vicious warriors from all three vampire houses. To survive, Oriah is forced to make an alliance with a mysterious rival. Everything about Rain. Do you say Rain? Sorry, this is.
I say Rain. Yeah, okay. I say Rain.
Anyway, everything about Rain is dangerous. He is a ruthless vampire, an efficient killer, an enemy to her father's crown, and her greatest competition. Yet, what terrifies Araya most of all is that she finds herself oddly drawn to him. But there's no room for compassion in the Qajari. War for the throne of House of Night brews, shattering everything that Araya thought she knew about her home. And Rain may understand her more than anyone, but their blossoming attraction could be her downfall. In a kingdom where nothing is more deadly than love.
I love that. Okay, so I think that it's important to kick off after that synopsis with a little breakdown of the politics and, like, the map and the country and the bats themselves, because when I was reading, I was kind of confused, so hopefully this helps.
And I thought I completely understood everything, and then I was talking to Dev, and I didn't understand anything, so...
That's why it's confusing, we're here to help, so... Before we jump into things we liked and didn't like, go into this book. This is the first thing. I think that once you understand it, the politics and the lore are actually really interesting. It just takes a while, so I'm here to help. So there are three different vampire species / I'm going to call them countries that they live on a continent. And the land is all broken up between the three species that the goddess
vampire
created.
Vampire nationalities?
Yes, I guess that's a good way to say it. So there's the House of Shadow, there's the House of Night, and there's the House of Blood. They all rule over their own little pieces of land. They all have their own little...
countries.
We're going to call them countries, yes. Within the House of Night specifically, which is what book one focuses on, is that there are two different clans within the House of Night, which are the Hiage vampires that have leathery bat wings and the Rishan vampires. And those vampires have feathery bird-like wings. And they are constantly in battle for the throne. So just know that that is the breakdown of the political history of the world. And I think that that should help set everything up. That's one of my, I think, middle of the road takeaways, was that it was really interesting to learn more about Nyaxia and all of the gods and goddesses of the world and, like, how everything came to be. It was just a little bit confusing for me, and it took me a quick minute to, like, understand what was going on. But then once I understood everything, I was like, okay, I think I got it down. Now I can actually read faster.
Yeah, I feel like I have to go back and change my review after our conversation, because I thought I completely understood everything, and then it didn't connect to me at all that they were in a civil war. So now I feel like I need to, like, change my review or something. I don't know, but
yes, just know that that's
went
the
through
battle
the whole book
that's
completely
currently going
oblivious
on.
Of, like, a major plot point. maybe that's me. I don't know, but I did really enjoy, like, all of the facets of this universe and, like, the world that she's built. And it's really fun to learn more about it. And especially all the gods and stuff.
Yeah, me too. I love that it's, like, the vampire lore is there, but the way that the vampires were created is different than what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just used to it being, like, oh, it's a mutation, or, like, oh, it's a curse from somebody, or it's, like, I don't know, genetically modified humans.
Yeah,
but this
some kind
is
of,
like,
sickness or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not... I love that it was, you know, a goddess who created a bunch of beings because she's petty and wants revenge on everybody. Like, that was cool to me, so...
And not to... I don't want to, like, confuse everyone by bringing in another book, but the novella that happens between the first book and the second book is called Six Scorched Roses. And it's a short, cute little ditty, but it focuses on a different god. So I'm excited that she's going to bring in more of the gods into the other stories. Like, I'm excited to learn more about, because this one focuses mainly on Nyaxia, which is the goddess who created vampires.
Yes. I also love that in the first book, I don't know if it's in the novella, I'm sure it is, but she has, like, a glossary, and she has all of the terms and all of the gods and goddesses.
I didn't know that was there, and then I got to the end, and I was like, holy shit!
So if you need that, just know that it's there for you. It's a resource during your reading time. And I love that. Glossary. I think all fantasy books need to have that. I wish there were there was a pronunciation guide.
Yeah.
Because I was very confused with all of the
words. We could be saying all of these things wrong. Words.
Yeah, I could be saying all of these names, all of these beings wrong. Like, I don't know. But anyway, there's a glossary, not a pronunciation guide, but beggars can't be choosers, and I'm glad that we at least get one.
I really love, too, that... Well, first of all, the competition part was so awesome. I loved the trials and stuff. It was very, like, it reminded me of an Ember of the Ashes. Ember in the Ashes meets, like, I don't know, the Hunger Games or something.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a trial-based story that's,
the Hunger
like,
Games, they're forced
willing,
into it, so I
willing
don't know.
Participants, yeah.
The Ember in the Ashes is the only, is, like, the closest thing I can think of.
Yes, it's very good. And I will say, because if you all listened to our last episode, we talked a lot about timelines and timing of books. Like, it felt like a lot happened, but she was really good about saying, like, this whole thing is going to span, like, 6 months. Like, this is how many months have gone by.
Oh, yeah,
this
the trial takes place over 4, I think, or 6. Four.
I don't remember how many months, but it happens over a period of months.
It's nice. Like, it's not
and
a week.
I like, yes, I liked the slow burn, and I liked the timing and the pacing of everything, because it still felt like a lot was going on, even though you knew that it was happening over a span of time. So
yeah. Which connects to my other one I wanted to say, which is I literally had no idea what was going to happen the entire time. And then... like, I wasn't prepared at all. Like, the ending happened, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yes, the ending, crazy. Just know, if you have not read this book yet, get both of the books now, because I think Bloom Books recently acquired the rights to this series, and so you know that they're going to take all of the physical copies away offline soon. Ish, probably, because that's usually what happens.
Yeah. I just saw a post from Carissa Broadbent's Instagram, and I could be wrong, but I want to say that she said there's going to be changes in December, or, like, that's going to start happening in December.
Yeah. So you have a few months. Get on this now if you want the OG copies before they get reprinted.
There is The Serpent and the Wings of Night. The novella is called Six Scorched Roses. The book two is Ashes, the Ash King, something the Ash King. And then there's a third book that's not specifically part of the series, but it takes place in the same universe, and it's called Slaying the Vampire Conqueror, I think.
Yeah. But going back to my main point, which was the ending of book one is chaotic. Like, the last 50-ish pages, I want to say, just... throw everything you thought you knew out the window, because it's just, it's all a lie. Like, I don't even know. I was just shocked. And you're going to want to start book two or the novella immediately. And the novella is really short. I'm like halfway through right now, and I started it a day ago. It's like less than 200 pages.
I'm the slowest reader on the planet, and I blew through that in like a day.
Yeah, I'm going to be finished with it by today, by the end of this day. But,
It's kind of nice because it's like she built in her own book break, because the first book is just pure chaos.
Yeah.
And then the novella is kind of like slow, but in a good way.
Yes. I was going to say that this novella is actually really good too. I think we're all kind of, our scale is basing it off of A Court of Frost and Starlight.
Literally though. remember that time Sarah J. Maas wrote fanfiction for her own series?
So, just know that it's more along the lines of Sight Witch, which if you have not read, what is that series called?
Truth Witch.
The Truth Witch series by...
I can't remember if that's the series name, but it's Susan Dennard.
There you go, Susan Dennard. Read that series. She has a novella called Sight Witch that I'm always talking about how good that novella is and how important it is. And, like, that is, like, the embodiment of a novella. It has important information, and it builds into the world, and, like, it has stuff that you need to know. This novella is like that. It has so much history and background, and you meet people who are, like, important, I'm assuming, to the rest of the story. So Get everything. Just my point is buy all the things all at once because prepare you're going to love it and then time. You're going to need.
And it sort of ends you're on a cliffhanger.
It's a not, huge cliffhanger, yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's not. I didn't think it was like the worst cliffhanger ever, but it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it's a big cliffhanger. You won't be like super devastated, but it's big enough where you want to know what happens next.
Yeah.
Like,
I haven't started book two yet, and it's literally killing
the
me.
The heck? I was going to start it yesterday, but then you were like, no, you need to read the novella. So then I went on Amazon and I bought myself the novella. And I was like, okay, this is worth it. I think that you do.
I think you do.
But I'll talk about it in our spoiler part of the episode. I don't know if I could find anything bad about this book to talk about. Like, I've just been talking about stuff that I liked. I think
the confusing
again,
political
the only,
thing is
yeah
the only
I was gonna say
have...
the only thing for me is getting into the history and the lore of everything. Like, it's good, but it's a little bit confusing, so you do have to pay attention when they're talking about the different characters and the players. And I think that's also, if I'm adding on that, if I had to say anything that was like negative, it would be that there are a lot of characters and a lot of players because it is a tournament and you have tons of people entering from all of the different places. Mm-hmm. So it can get confusing when you're trying to keep track of who's actually a main player and who's just a side character or who is just not important.
Yeah,
all
the minor characters kind of blur together until they die and then you're like, oh, okay, I guess I don't need you anyway.
Yeah, so there is that. It's just like there's a lot going on, so you do have to pay attention even though you're trying to like get where you're like, what's gonna happen? But then you're like, wait, who is this person? I don't remember. So that's like all I can say on that. I will say that she does a good job of adding in the trigger warnings beforehand. So if you want to know what those are, I think she mentions like off-page rape.
Mentions of rape.
Yeah. Blood and violence and gore.
There's not a detailed description of it, but there is kind of I don't even know how to describe it, like an overview scene of sexual abuse. So.
Yes.
Like a general,
yeah.
I don't know.
But there are some trigger warnings. I personally
there's
didn't find anything.
Off-screen torture.
Yes. I didn't find any of the scenes too explicit. I guess that would be the word to say. I didn't.
Nothing bothered me. I don't know how high my
personally,
tolerance is, but.
Yeah. I would say that it is.
There's blood.
Pretty. Yeah, there's pretty normal stabbing. For a fantasy book, I would say.
Yeah.
But those are, like, really the only, quote, concerns I would say people might have. But other than that, it was a pretty solid start to a fantasy book.
Yeah.
Or fantasy series.
There's a
lot of
found family.
Yes. I also think that it's important to note because, obviously, I love series that last forever. But if you're not like me, if you just want things to wrap up quickly, it is a duology, so you'll have answers after
that. It's kind of the best of both, because it's a duology, but there's also going to be more books in the other houses.
Yes.
I think
so.
You'll be able to read them alone, separately.
So just go into it knowing that.
You could even read the novella without the first book, like if you wanted.
Yeah, The Crowns of Nyaxia is a duology, but you will have more if you want it.
Yeah.
And I'm here for more Carissa Broadbent. I will be reading everything she writes.
The way she writes is, like, really beautiful, I thought.
Yeah, I do like it. Yeah, she does have a way with words. I also really liked the internal, if we're getting into, like, really deep into our reviews. I liked the internal struggle that Araya has and
oh my god, me too.
How she sees herself as like not a human but also a human but then like a
Some
vampire
really
but not
relatable
a vampire.
To me too.
Like it yeah, I was gonna say, even though it's fantasy, like I would never know what it feels like to be a vampire. But like the struggle between figuring out who you are and like wanting to fit in but also being shunned. Mm-hmm. Like I liked how she incorporated that into the entire story. Like, it's the whole premise is like this girl is conflicted over who she is because she was raised by people who are inherently not like her. So she just wants to fit in, but she knows that even if she does kind of fit in, nobody will accept her anyway.
Yeah. I loved watching the journey of her. Yeah, because she grew up around vampires. And Vincent, her vampire father, instills fear in her because he doesn't want her to die. So he's like, you know, be careful of all these deadly vampires around you. And it was cool to watch her, like once that fear is gone later on, she's like, oh shit, that's kind of fucked up that I've been scared my entire life. And it was kind of cool to watch her character growth go on that journey.
Yeah. I also really love, speaking of journey, the interludes in each of the sections.
Me too.
Like, the flashbacks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is amazing.
And the way they sort of, like, piece together a story. I loved it. It was really cool.
Yeah. I also, she does this in the novella too, so I'm sure she's going to do it in every single book as, like, an aesthetic thing. But I just really enjoyed how she sections out each of the parts. So it's like trial one, whatever moon, trial two, or like phase one, phase two, phase three, and it's all like the different phases of the moon. And then in the novella it's like rose one, rose two, rose three, yeah. And it's like little mini portions, and I'm like, she write this out to be like an Amazon series? This is where my mind goes every time I read something that I love. I'm like, this needs to be adapted. Like, I want to see this on
TV
screen.
Show. That's our tagline.
She needs more money.
Give her more money.
Let us produce it. Like, we are here. We'll make our own, like, indie production company, and all we do is adaptations of all the books
we're
going to
start,
like,
a GoFundMe for our own production company.
if anybody is listening and you are a producer, or you went to film school,
let's,
or you have any
happen.
Camera knowledge, you're an actress, we'll put you in the show. Let's do this. But anyway, I read it that way. Like, I feel like it lends itself well to be these, like, mini-sodes. And you're like, ooh, act one's over, act two's over, what's next? But I just like that breakdown of her.
I'm curious to know how she's going to section it out in other books, too.
Yeah. But I think that's all I can say for my spoiler-free review is that
I know.
I loved the story. I loved the pacing of it. I liked
amazing.
That it was like the romance is enemies to lovers.
Rain is a book boyfriend now. I don't make the rules.
Yes. So spice level for me, since we are bringing this into spoiler free, and I know people want to know these things, I think that
it's important.
It is like a 2 on my spice level. Like, it's not like very
like
graphic. It's, there are scenes, there are moments, but it's not going to be,
there's one main,
like,
scene.
Yeah, it's not,
it's,
you're not going to get a lot. It's very
up.
Yeah, it's very slow burn enemies to lovers, but the payoff is, I think, worth it. But if you're looking for something that's a little bit more
explicit,
smutty and explicit, and like you get more than just one or two scenes, like, that's not in this book. So just go into it knowing that when we say slow burn, we mean slow burn.
I give it like 2.5 peppers.
I would say two, like, it's not, it's very mellow. Like, yeah, there is
mellow.
A scene, and it's like, it's a good scene, but it's not like,
it's not
the
crazy.
Craziest thing,
yeah,
I've ever read.
Done anything wacky.
It's not like Werebears.
Is anything like Werebears?
It's not A Court of Silver Flames, which is like every other chapter.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say like 2.
I agree with that.
In case you were wondering, in case that's on your list of things you need to know before you get a book. You'll still love it, but it's less spice.
Yeah.
And I also really liked that everybody is morally gray. Like, there are there are no characters that you're just going to love without a doubt because they're just so inherently good, or that you're going to hate because they're evil. Like, everybody is truly...
Even when you think a character's good, then shit happens and you're like, oh.
Yeah, or the opposite. You think somebody's bad, and you're just like, I hate them, and then you're like, wait, I feel bad. What?
Yeah.
Like, so sad. So just go into it knowing that you're going to be conflicted about everybody that you meet. Like, truly.
Seriously,
There's no...
feelings.
Yeah, like you're just going to feel all the things and it's going to happen at random points in time. And the only bad things I have to say, bad, quote, bad, but they're not actually bad, they're just notes on the topics, is that the politics and the houses and the history can be a bit confusing. And what was the other thing I said? And there are a lot of characters. Like, there are a lot of people that you don't need to remember, but you feel like you might, and you just kind of get lost in it. But once they start whittling down, they start killing each other, it should be fine.
Yeah. Well, you figure it out.
You'll have less... Yeah, yeah, you'll be fine.
They die and you figure it out.
But yeah, I think unless you have anything else you want to add to your spoiler-free review, I think we can officially give our...
our spoiler notice? Yeah, I'm good.
Our notice. All right, this is your final notice. If you don't want to hear spoilers, turn this episode off now. We'll literally be
talking about the ending of this book, so like,
run. Come back when you've read it and come listen to us rant over the chaos. And if you don't care, cool, stick around. But
have main character energy.
Yeah. If you're leaving, we hope your day is filled with main character energy. If you're sticking around, we're excited to go off the rails. So... let's get into it. And I know that you've been waiting for this moment, so I'm going to let you.
I don't even know what to say about it, except that, like, it was fucking crazy. I don't know what I thought was going to happen, but Rain talks a lot throughout the, like, throughout the whole book about how he has, like, people counting on him and stuff. And I don't know why I didn't piece it together, but I was thinking he had, like, a family or, like, I don't know. Or, like, a little, yeah. like, town or a clan or something that was, like, counting on him to, I don't know, do something to save him. And then he was, like, and then he just started complete anarchy instead.
I was trying so hard the entire book to figure out what was going to happen. And there were no clues.
I did too.
I had no idea. I thought
I literally had no idea.
I thought that they were going to fight. I thought it was going to be like a Hunger Games situation where they were going to like be able to like break the rules or like find a way or like a cheat code or like, yeah. I don't know. I thought they were going to like
find a way around.
Yeah. I thought that he was going to have some like history or something to give her and like, oh, well, this is what your dad really did. Because at the point where she starts like seeing Victor as like a monster versus just her dad, like, she starts realizing that, like, maybe it's not the way that she always thought it was, that maybe things are not as just face value what he's been saying. That, so I thought that I thought Rain was gonna have some, like,
secret.
I didn't want to tell, yeah, secret I didn't want to tell you, but, like, he this is what's did. Going on. And I thought that, like, she was going to be like, all right, this is what's going to happen. And they were going to have a plan to, like, ask the goddess for, like, one that would, like,
oh, yeah, benefit together.
Both of them. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, a team thing. And then it's not. And I was like, what is going on? This is not what I signed up for. I thought you guys were a team. And I should have known because they... They said the entire, like, the whole book was like, I know that I'm gonna have to kill this person. I know that we're enemies at the end. So I don't know why I thought otherwise, because they told me
the whole book. No, I did that too, like...
they told me the whole book that it was gonna happen. And I was like, I don't know why this is surprising.
You love each other, so you won't have to.
And then he comes out and he's like, I have the air mark. And I was like, no, you don't.
I know.
And the clues like were all there. Like, the sounds were all, or the signs were all there. Like, she saw the scars. She cleaned his back.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, there's some interesting scars on the back of, on his body. And I'm like, I don't know, I didn't think anything of it, but I should have. I should have thought about it, but I didn't.
I do notice that stuff, and I'm like, that's going to be important later, but I don't know, like, I never piece it together. I'm not smart enough to put it all together.
The only thing I kind of called, which now that I think about it is unimportant because it's revealed, it's not even, like, a big plot twist, is that the dude who she sees on the beach, who she, like, takes a cigarette from,
I was sus of him, too.
Important. I was like, this is just a random meetup. Like, no way. What is this? And it turns out that he's the prince.
I thought something was going to happen. Like, I thought she was going to take the cigarette from him and then, like, he was going to sabotage her or something somehow with it, or I don't know.
Yeah. I thought,
I called that he was a god.
I thought that he was, like, a god in hiding. I don't understand. He was going to, like, help her out or something, but, like, that's not.
I don't understand his end game. Like,
I don't either, but I really liked that.
Okay. he's the prince of the blood, the House of Blood.
Yes.
And he has a bunch of soldiers that Rain needs. So they made a deal, right? Am I understanding that?
Yes, that's correct. So because
he's like, hey, Rain, I got soldiers if you need them. And Rain's like, no, fuck you.
Yes, but we don't know what he wants. The House of Night and the House. No, because in the House of Night, the Rishon and the Hiaj have been battling, right? Mm-hmm. Victor, when he wins his Qajari, he says, I want the air mark to go away. I want it to be sealed up. I don't want the Rishon to have an heir to the throne anymore. The Hiaj are going to rule forever. That was his wish.
Yeah.
He wished for the Rishon heir to go away. Okay. So that happens. He takes control. He kills everybody in his path. And he says, I'm the king now. And during his reign of 200 plus years, he slowly starts whittling away at the Rishon
population. Right, he starts killing them all. And he finds excuses to kill them all.
Yes. So before Arya is even born, he's been slowly decimating their population. And then while she's in the castle, he's still doing it just behind her back. She's blind to all of this stuff happening. So Rain at the end explains that he comes back and he is like, all right, what are we going to do? We'll enter the Qajari. If I win, I'm going to need an army. And he says that because their population has been slowly disappearing, they don't think that they have enough people to fight to win the battle against Victor, against all of the Hiaj warriors. And he says, I thought it would be possible. Maybe we could scrape by, like, with what we had. But then you were dying, and I threw all that away. And I was like, F this. I'm going to die. I'm going to give up all of my – I'm going to give up my people.
He's dead.
I'm going to – yes. I'm going to give up my people. I'm going to give up my dream. I'm going to give up the Rishon ever being in power to save you. So I'm going to make this deal with the prince and say, have your soldiers, have Angelica back off so that way she could win. And if you give me this one thing, I will – owe you a favor. So then he cashes in and says, okay, and now they're bound by this deal. Yeah. And the House of Blood soldiers were waiting because Septimus, I think that's his name, for whatever reason had insider information, and I don't know how he has any insider information. Yeah. But he knows something. I feel like he knows more than he's letting on. Like, I don't think he's just smart. Sure, I don't think he's just, like, tactical. And I loved the...
It's almost like he knows the future. Sorry.
Yeah, I love the whole conversation that he has with Arya about how blood vampires and her know the meaning of time because they all have an expiration date. Because the bloodborne vampires have that curse.
Right.
And so they turn into monsters once their curses, like, overtake them. And I'm like, this is interesting to think that they have, like, something worth chasing, I guess, because they are the only vampires who really don't live forever. Like, they have an expiration date. They just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And he's like, we both had our people being used for entertainment. He was like, the demons that they fought were cursed House of Blood vampires.
That was so crazy.
Yes. And then the humans were also being used. And so, like, I feel like there's going to be some type of friendship there, or like an easy, like a,
that would be cool, like
uneasy truce. I don't know, but yeah, I don't, like, I'm interested in seeing more of what's going on. Like, I know he's going to be important, I just don't know how.
Yeah,
so I'm excited for that.
I'm also super excited about Six Scorched Roses. Who's the vampire?
Vale.
Okay, I was like, it's another V. He's the general, and at the end, oh, I can't tell you. You don't know.
You haven't read it. Yeah, I'm not done yet, but I do know he's a general, and right now,
They make it obvious at the end of that novella that they are going to tie, like they're definitely going to tie into the story, and I'm excited to see
I'm
that.
sure I was sure about that from the moment he gets the letter. That he says, I told you not to come back here. And then he takes the letter and she's like, what's that?
I
So I figured
want
that
her and Orion to be
eventually.
friends. I'm like, be friends, be BFFs.
Okay, what other spoilers did I want to talk
That
about?
cave scene was great. The one where he drinks her blood. Oh, God. I love that shit. I love when
cave
there's a
scene was
human.
really
I
good,
love when there's
yeah.
a human and a vampire, and he's like in book two of From Blood and Ash, he's like, I'm so hungry, I need to drink your blood, but I can't because I'm a good person. And she's like, no, do it. And then they get all horny.
Yes, that was a really good scene. I also love whenever there's like wing touching and they're like, we'll
Yes.
save that for next time. And I'm
Sarah
like,
J. Maas did that.
wings!
Best. He's the one. I know.
I don't know why I'm obsessed with
I
wings,
love that
but
that's a
it
thing
gets me
now
every
in every
time.
fantasy book that that's like, what's the word? I don't know. It just makes him horny. Like, touch my wings.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's always like the sensitive areas.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They better do that in book two. Like, there better be some wing touching. You can't just
I'm
save for
excited
later
for
and then
more
not give
wing
us
touching.
later.
When he says that he has a list of things,
Oh
he's
my
like,
God.
I've made a
I
list.
made
And
a
I was
list.
like,
I
oh,
love you. Oh my God.
why
That
did
whole
I want a
scene where he's
list?
in the alley and then he leaves his knife and then what is he? He's like, oh, I'm hurt or something, but he's not. You know what I'm talking about? I
Yes,
love that scene.
yes. Think he'll live. Their banter is so
They're
fun.
so cute. I love
But
them.
also, okay, not talking about the romance anymore because I'm still shook over that ending, like going back to it. When Nyaxia shows up and she's like, she has your eyes. And then Victor at the end, once he's like dying and he says, I was going to tell
I
you, I'm
know.
sorry. And I'm like, what do you mean? Who's the mom? Are you the real dad?
I
What? And then
know.
she gets her air mark and I'm like,
What?
where are her wings? Where are her powers? I want like justice for Araya. She could have been so cool this whole time and they kept it from
And
her.
you didn't say anything, you fuckwad.
It's like so many mistakes at the end and I'm like, what? What do I
What
need to
are
know?
they? I know.
What are you?
Oh,
Say
dang, another light.
it.
Say it out loud.
I need to know. And then the goddess just shows up and it's just like, ha, like everyone's gonna fight now. And I'm like,
She made me
what?
laugh. She's like laughing at everyone. She's like, you want to bring him back to life? Okay. That would be me if I were a goddess. Be like, okay, you idiot.
Yeah, like you get it. Haha, sucker. I told you. Like, what? Also, Jessamine, I don't know. I
I
never
went
know
from
how to say
hating her to
that
loving her,
name.
and I've never done that so fast in my life.
Yes, right? It took like the moment she shows up at the window and I'm
I
like,
was so sus
this
of her. I was like, you and
girl.
Vincent have a thing, don't you? You're like a couple or a weird, I don't
She's
know.
a freaking ride or die. I was like,
And then she
what?
shows up
And
and she's like, okay, what are your orders? And Araya's like, I
yep.
loved it.
That got me. I was like, all right, I'm here for this
Did it, queen?
general.
I take it
She's
all back.
loyal to her country.
Yeah.
She has
Looking out
no,
for
I
her
mean, as we know,
soldiers.
this is what I mean by more, everyone's morally gray. Like, we hated her at the beginning, and now we're like, yep, she better survive. She better not die.
Yep.
Araya better save her.
I
But
hated
then
her and
she
then I
might
loved her
betray
with
us.
Rain. I loved him and then I don't hate him, but I'm not pleased with him right now.
I know, and he forces her
That
to get
marriage thing, that was
married.
so, I get it, but that was so weird.
I also thought that they were gonna say their wedding vows and then they were gonna like be
Oh, be
blessed with like a
the correct,
choreo, yeah,
yeah.
choreata or whatever it's called, like have that like heart
Oh, I
bond.
didn't think that
And
that
then
would
she
be
doesn't
cool.
finish the rest of the vows and
I
I'm
didn't
like,
think about
girl, you
that.
don't finish the vows, you're
Maybe.
not gonna get blessed with the bond.
Oh my God, what if that's why he wanted to get married? I hate this. I don't know. I hate this.
That was the first thing that I thought. I was like, oh, yes, they're going to get married and they're going to have this cool bond. Because she's still, like, half human. So I don't know if that means that she still has, like, a human lifespan or not. But yeah. I'm just like, you need to have a long lifespan. That's so, like, I know we talked about this on another episode where I'm like, if I'm going to live forever, if I fall in love with a person who lives forever, I am going to live forever. I'm not going to settle. You're not going to see me age and be like, all right, we had a good 50 years. Peace out. Like, no, I get to live forever if you get to live forever.
I also need to know the logistics.
You die with me.
Yeah, I need to know you die with me. You're coming with me. No, because I need to know the logistics of that. Like, when Edward Cullen was like, no, you're going to stay human. I love you the way you are, or whatever. Like, okay, I need you to, like, think of the logistics. Like, I'm 85, and I'm wearing Depends. Are you going to change my diaper? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Like, freaking, who was it? Sean Penn or whoever? Like, do we have these guys having children at 80 years old? And I'm like,
we had this whole conversation the other night. Come on. I went down a deep rabbit hole that I did not.
This is not the biz. Like, I'm not okay with one person being old and having a young maiden being like, yeah, I'm gonna live forever and I'm gonna find. When Rain was talking about the fact that he, like, had a wife and a kid and then he fell in love again and then he falls in love with her, I'm like, this isn't real love. You loved other people before her. That's not how this works.
You're a liar.
Like, I get it. You've lived for a long time. You should be able to love more than one person. But in my mind, in my heart, I'm like, no.
Betrayed.
You don't love anybody except for her. You're a liar.
She's the only one that exists, you jackass. That didn't bother me.
You don't love me as much as you say you do. Lies.
You gave your love before. No, not as much.
How dare you get married and have a child 400 years ago?
It didn't bother me that he fell in love a few times before, but it did bother me that he just, like, omitted that. And then was like, I don't know. I mean, he knew that it was a big deal at the end, but I don't know.
Like, you didn't tell me about your 400-year-old wife.
You had, like, two wives and a child, and I didn't know when I slept with you.
And then she, like, I didn't mentally ask, know, like,
that I was having sex with a daddy, okay? It's different.
You're like, then she asks, like, oh, have you ever gone back to see if you have any family? And I'm like, what, girl? What are you doing?
And she's so blasé about it.
Like, stop.
Why do you have a look?
But anyway, Rain, you're a traitor.
He's in the doghouse
you
right now.
You should not love multiple women. You better make everything right. And I'm excited for book two. And I just want to know, like...
Yeah.
Because they've mentioned multiple gods and goddesses at this point, I feel like they have to show up. Like, I'm going to be disappointed if none of the other gods or goddesses show up. I need that to happen.
Yeah, I don't think you have gotten to this part yet in Six Scorched Roses, but there's, like, another god that's the main focus of that book, and I love it. I just, like, I hope they all, like, come and cause chaos. I don't know, I like it.
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I don't think,
like,
I have it.
Whatever, fuck all y'all. And then the one in Six Scorched Roses, he's all, like, angry and, like, humans are weak and puny.
Oh, man. It also gives me, like, Greek mythology vibes, right? Because they also have a pantheon that has, like, 12 main gods and goddesses. And then, obviously, like, the one that runs away to the underworld or whatever. And then, like...
Yeah. But yeah, that was very, like,
punishment,
Hades and stuff,
like,
and
it's,
vibes.
Yeah.
Which checks out, vampires. I loved all the trials. The trials were really cool.
Yeah.
The
one with the smoke.
Who's the guy whose parents, like, mutilated him and then he made it to the
Oh, yeah, Abraham.
He killed me.
I know... Like, logically, it wasn't going to work out. But I was like, Araya's going to find a way to save all her homies and, like, make them
she's
into her
gonna,
court. Like, she's going to have, like, her backup, like, her group.
Thing.
And I was like, this is going to happen. Like, she's going to be able.
And then she kills
him. Yes. Yes. I was like, girl, what? Like, you're supposed to be the human who wants to save everybody. And she's just like, sorry, bro. You got to go. And I was like, this is not cool. Like,
you have to save. I don't know what I was expecting. It's up to you to save all the characters I like.
And he didn't even show up often. Like, every time he showed up, he was actively trying to kill her. So I don't know why I liked him. I think it was more pity than anything else.
Maybe.
But, like, or the fact that he was, like, a badass, even though he was, like, yeah, even though he was, like, crippled, like, he was still, like, doing the thing. He showed up every single time. And I was like, all right, like, you got the vibes. Like, this is... Also, this is what I'm doing. Like,
along that vein, when I thought Mish died, I was so upset. I was so mad. And then she didn't, and I was like, okay, we're fine.
I know. But
there was like a few pages where I thought she died, and I was so upset.
I Googled how to say that name because I was like, I don't know. Oh, I don't even have a way.
My ass. I have no idea.
I Googled it because I was like, how do you even say this? Like, what is this word? And according to Google, it's Mishe? But I don't know if that sounds right either.
My brain
like
is
I,
saying Mish.
Like, to me, that, like, I also started that way, and I was like, Mish, Mish. I kept going back and forth. And I kept going back and forth, pronouncing different things, different ways, the entire book. And I was like, what is what it is. which one it's going to be today.
Which is reminding me, too, all the breadcrumbs we got about Rain when he takes Mish. To those people to look after her, and then Araya's like, uh-huh. Oh, you looked after her, or you ruled them, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, she says, she says you commanded them. She's like, he's like, yeah, I used to be, like, security, and I'm like, okay.
My brain just, like, whoosh. I didn't even...
Yeah, I didn't even think that he was anything special.
No.
And I think... Also, I think the reason why it was lost on me, lost on us, and probably a lot of other people, is because they don't explain until the very end, which, like, of course, because they want it to be a surprise, that the air mark can transfer beyond a bloodline. Like, it can be transferred to a turned vampire, not just, like, a born vampire. And so, because you know that he's turned, you just assume that he's a nobody. You just assume that, like, he's got nothing. And so... You don't even care who the vampire who turned him was. Like, you don't even... It's just like, yeah, I want to know who this very important vampire was. Like, but I didn't think he was a king.
Yeah. Surprise!
So, yeah, it was just a lot. Like, I have my Kindle and I'm ready to go finish this novella once we hop off.
I'm ready to hear your thoughts about the end. I'm excited. About how they'll tie in to book two, probably. I don't know.
I'm excited for more vampire smut, so we'll keep you posted. If you like this kind of content, let us know. Unless you have any other spoilers you wanted to talk about, I think we can, like, wrap things up.
No, I think I'm good. Just my general, like, holy shit-ness.
The ending. Yeah. I was like, what the heck? I didn't expect any of this.
I was so unprepared.
I know. I thought again, that was going to be a team thing. Like, they were going to wish for each other to be their Coriate, and then nobody would die, and they would save everybody, but no.
Araya gets to the palace after everything goes down. I think after she gets married or whatever. I don't know. I can't remember what was going on. But I almost started crying. Just, like, seeing it through her eyes or whatever. And I was like,
yeah.
I'm almost crying at a fucking vampire book. What is happening now?
But yes, so this was our first ever review episode.
Yeah.
So if you liked it, let us know.
Tell us what books you want us to do this with.
Yeah, let us know what books you want us to review. If you want to do more book club books with us, because we really enjoy our book club, even though I think that is just like
it's
us
just
right
us.
Now. And like maybe like Jess and a few other friends.
Yeah.
Like, we want more friends in our book club. And yeah, let us know what you think. I think I enjoyed this, actually. I think we should do more of this.
I like this too. I like talking about all the spoilers at the end because we don't normally get to do that.
Yeah, let us know if you liked our non-spoiler versus spoiler sections, what you want to see more of or less of or anything like that. We won't be doing a game this episode. We'll save games for like when we do other types
Cool
of content,
stuff.
but yeah, I had fun. I liked ranting. I love this. So, if anybody's out there
Ranting, gushing.
listening, let us know
Tell us your
what we should
thoughts.
talk about next.
Yes.
And we'll have part two when we finish book two and when I finish the novella because I feel like we're gonna need it. We're just gonna continue this on.
If book two ends like this did, I will definitely need it.
But yeah, thanks for joining us. If you stuck around, don't forget to follow us on social. We are at
Emo
Emo
Girls
Girls
Guide.
Guide on everything. X, formerly known as Twitter. I just like saying
That's
that. I'm gonna say it every time
the new identifier for your fucking business, I swear to God.
now. Facebook, we are on Instagram, on TikTok. We have a Fable Book Club. You can find us under Emo Girls Guide there. But yeah, come hang out with us.
Come, and may your day be blessed with main character energy.
Main character energy!
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo, woo-hoo.
Ooh, I'm so excited for this book.